Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And the topic today is kids. And that is because there are plans where there's been an announcement out of the United States, to take one example, that children up to, I guess, as low as first graders, so roughly seven-year-olds, may be getting vaccinated as early as September of this year. Also, India at the moment, one of about a half dozen countries or half dozen vaccines that are being tested on children in, as part of a phase three trial. So we're rapidly moving ahead toward a period of time where children, our children, are going to potentially be vaccinated against the coronavirus,
but
against COVID-19.
It's at a time where even the general question itself, should kids be vaccinated, in my eyes, still isn't exactly clear.
It's an open question. Very open question.
We're going to be speaking today to Leif Erik Andersen of the Charité Hospital in Berlin. He is a vaccine expert. I mean, his team is looking at the differences between what happens if you have a COVID-19 infection, the immunity you get from that, and what you would get from the vaccine. But he knows how vaccines affect all kinds of different people, different groups of people, including children. So let's go to him right now in Berlin.
Science Unscripted.
I'm Leif Erik Sander from the Charité University Hospital in Berlin, where I am heading a research group on immunology of infectious diseases and vaccinology.
Leif, do we have any data at this point on how children are responding to COVID-19 vaccines? Does anything like that exist? And is your research group privy to any of that information?
So there is no, as far as I know, no publicly available data on that yet. I know that the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine has been tested in 12 to 15-year-olds. So in adolescents, and I think trials are ongoing in younger children. So these vaccines are being very carefully tested in children as well, if they're suitable and safe and efficacious in children.
I guess the first question I want to ask is, I think the question on a lot of parents' minds, which is, you know, why should a parent vaccinate their child if, you know, we all kind of understand that children get relatively tend to get relatively mild COVID-19 infections, and they're not as much of a super spreader as some of those older age groups. So why even pursue this vaccination route?
That's a valid question. I totally understand that. So the matter of the fact is that children tend to have very mild courses of disease. However, you've probably heard about those systemic inflammatory syndromes that can also manifest in children with COVID-19. They are quite rare, but they're very severe. So it's not completely harmless for children. Second of all, I would slightly contest the notion that children cannot be so-called super spreaders. I think children participate in the spread of the virus just as much as adults do. And children do tend to have a lot of social contacts, so obviously they can be spreading the virus just as adults can. And it has been shown that the viral loads are about the same in children and in adults.
So if we don't know at this point that the vaccines stop the spread, what would even be the point of vaccinating kids? If vaccinating kids, if the point of that was to stop the spread?
It's a good question. So a year ago, there was a virus that nobody knew about. And now we're talking about several highly effective vaccines. And I think it's just fair that we don't know every aspect of how these vaccines work and how well they prevent the spread of the disease at this stage. And this data is coming in every day. We're getting new data. So at this stage, I think we're still evaluating the situation, whether vaccines should be given to kids or not. At this stage, obviously, we're not talking about that because there's a severe shortage of vaccines and we're not giving it even to middle-aged adults. But maybe come the fall and we're in the third or fourth or fifth wave, we might have to consider whether we need to vaccinate everybody.
Is there an ethical question that people like you or people developing vaccines or health agency have to consider when we're talking about kids, in the sense of, you know, if a vaccine, in the absolute worst case, I know these COVID-19 vaccines have been performing wonderfully and that people haven't been experiencing hugely negative side effects. But if that were to happen, in an elderly person. You know, they're toward the end of their life anyway, and it's not, it's crass to say it this way, it's not as big a deal as if that were to happen with a child who has 70 or 80 years left in their lives. How does that factor into deciding how to test a vaccine?
No, that's a central question. And that's the central question for licensing any vaccine, is that you weigh the real and the potential risks of a vaccine against the benefits. And of course, when we're talking about kids, we already talked about the fact that they very often experience mild forms of the disease. So again, you have to look much, much more carefully at the risk-benefit ratio there than you would maybe in people aged 80 years and older.
We have been in touch with a vaccine hesitancy expert here in Germany, Sarah Eitzer out of Erfurt. And I'm quoting here, she said, decision-making for others, meaning you're making medical decisions for them, is more risk-averse. So every time we make decisions for other close people, we weigh the benefits and the risks and try to reduce risk as much as possible. And that means with preventative behaviors like vaccinations, we tend to be more risk-averse as opposed to treatment decisions. So she was saying she estimates that parents, and I have to acknowledge here I'm a parent myself, that they are going to be more risk averse here. They're not going to be as willing to vaccinate their children as they would be for themselves. So how do you sell this idea to them that they should take their children in and have them jabbed?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to sell an idea to anybody. So that's a good thing. I'm a scientist, so I like to look at the facts. And taking the decision to vaccinate yourself or your kid is really a personal decision. And all that I can do and my colleagues can do is provide facts as much as we can. This vaccine at the time has then been given to billions or hundreds of millions of people around the world of different ages, different backgrounds. And I would be 100% sure that before recommendations are being made to offer these vaccines also to children, that all the safety data will go into those decisions, which was not obviously not available at the time when these vaccines were licensed and recommended for older adults. And at the time when these vaccines might or might not be licensed for kids and might or might not be recommended for kids, those data will be available. And then there will be data and there will be facts and there will be scientists who can say they are or they are not safe for kids.
Leif Erik Andersen of Berlin's Charité Hospital on a pretty hot topic right now, Connor.
Really?
Should kids be vaccinated? And one thing he said there at the end, it really kind of dawned on me. When this happens in the fall or whenever it is, a lot of information is going to be out there on what these vaccines are doing to people, and in particular, if they're safe.
We don't have to make this decision right now. Yeah. In fact, you can't make this decision right now. No children can be vaccinated at the moment. Yeah, just an emotionally charged topic. I would be the first to say as a parent, you know, my brain thinks things through for my own vaccination. My heart does for my children. It's just a different equation. I'm aware of that. We'd be really interested in hearing from the parents out there. Are you planning to vaccinate your child or children?
Yeah. Have you made your mind up already? Are you going to wait it out or are you strictly against it? I mean, that's completely open right now too.
Get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.